Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
So how do you make a weapon from Valyrian steel? Someone who knows is Boyd Rankin. Boyd is an armourer on Game of Thrones and will be appearing at the Winterfell Festival later this month in County Down. Afternoon, Boyd.
Good afternoon indeed.
How did your involvement with Game of Thrones come about?
Well, it came about through a friend of mine, a chap called Tommy Dunn, a Wicklow film armourer that I'd worked on the movie King Arthur with. And on the movie King Arthur, I'd made all of the principal cast weapons, and Tommy was running the armoury at that time. And he was engaged in a film which was shooting in Belfast called Your Highness with Natalie Portman and James Franco and Danny McBride. And he needed weapons for that, so he came up to the workshops here at our base in Cavan. And for several weeks we churned out the weapons. And whilst he was working on Your Highness, he was offered the script for Game of Thrones. And so really I fell into it by default because Tommy was actually still engaged filming, and we had about 3 weeks to prep for the pilot of Game of Thrones in the first series, which was the first episode. So not many people know it, but all of the principal cast weapons, background weapons and everything for most of the first series was made here in Cavan.
Right. Now, I suppose, and you've had a company, Irish Arms, and for a long time you've been making, you know, historical weapons.
Yes,
with Game of
right.
Thrones, I assume that was different, because there isn't an historical, you can't go and get a picture of it, so to speak. Were they designed from scratch?
Yes. In fact, coming back to the historical thing, our little company really started in replicating and reproducing historical artefacts for the National Museum, for the Ulster Museum, various heritage centres and things like that. We do a lot of work for the OPW and for the Northern Ireland Government with living history presentations. So our foundation is historical, and all of our background film work is historical documentary. But by default, then, we fell into historical style feature films. And although Game of Thrones is purely fantasy, when you get involved, with the crew, talking to the set designers and talking to costume folk and whatnot, they've set all of their inspiration in reality. And certainly I know that whenever we were setting up for the weapons, we asked for some guidance. And some of the illustrations we were given would have been closer to Conan the Barbarian, which didn't, in my mind, fit comfortably with the settings and the costumes which were being designed. So I pulled everything back, taking inspiration from history. And what we tried to do was pick a different style of weapon or a different style of carriage, of sword belt and whatnot for each of the big houses. And that's really how it came about. And to say that they were designed, actually, designed is the wrong word, they were actually created for each of the individual characters. A lot of the weapons are unique to the series and unique to the character.
Yeah, because I can't help but think of the swords that the Dothraki have, which are more like scythes than swords.
They're based on that was Tommy's in input there. They're based on an Egyptian style of weapon, that great hooked blade. So everything that's there has some sort of a foundation in history, like Ned Stark's big sword, Ice, is based on a German beheading sword. That's a direct lift from a German beheading sword. And the mountain sword, in fact, actually, I took my inspiration from a German artist called Albrecht Dürer. Albrecht Dürer has a very famous line drawing of Irishmen. Irishmen abroad in the year 1547 or whatever. And he draws a Galleglass in some of the cairn. And the Galleglass warrior there, right in the center, has this huge ring-hilted sword over his shoulder. And that's what I used for the inspiration for the mountain sword.
Mm-hmm.
So being Irish, I want a little bit of Irishness into the series. But again, feet firmly based in historical inspiration.
What are the weapons made from?
Well, this is it. Each cast member will, especially those with the fancy swords, they will have a steel sword, which is probably either Damascus steel or what in Europe was referred to as pattern welded steel, an ancient form of giving a very tough blade. So for close camera work, they will have these steel swords so the camera can run down the steel blade and whatever. But for the actors themselves, whenever they go into a fight sequence, it's not only dangerous, it's quite heavy for them to be fighting the steel swords.
Mm.
So mostly they fight with aluminium-bladed weapons. So take a character, take the like of Nicola Coster-Waldau there as Jamie Lannister. He will have his steel sword, and for the fight sequences we will have taken a resin mold of the hilt and fitted an aluminium blade to that. That means it's light, it's flexible, it's fairly safe, but it also means that when he's in his fight sequences we can look after the sword, so he probably has about six of the aluminium swords ready for any fight sequence. He goes into the first opening moves. Director would call cut. We would whip in or nip in and whip out the first sword. It would be serviced. Second sword would be thrown in immediately, and that would continue.
Mm.
Now, those wouldn't be the only swords he'd have. He would have a complete resin sword, which is a plastic sword, and that would be in his scabbard, and that's when he's acting, so that he's not distracted by a great heavy weapon hanging off him. And then, of course, there's the sequences where he may have to ride a horse, and we don't want him falling off the horse and perhaps injuring either himself or the horse, so he gets a rubber sword with a rubber blade on it that's going to bend and fold. And then the next thing about it is that he won't just have one complete set of weapons. He'll have at least two sets of weapons. And when I'm talking about weapons, I'm thinking of belts, daggers, scabbards. In fact, Nicola is probably one of the most extravagant characters, because one of his sequences, he actually had to have five sets. And that was because... but this time he had lost his right hand, so I had to make up a set of left-handed gear for him. But then, of course, doesn't he go away and present the whole kibosh to Brienne, to Gwendolyn Christie? And so I had to make a complete set of right-handed ones for her. Now, the reason also for the extra sets is that when you have a cast member on set, he will have a stunt double for some of the action, and the stunt double will have a complete duplicate set of costume, and the hair and makeup girls will have made him look as close as possible to the principal cast member. So we have to have a spare set of weapons for the stunt double. But also think about it. If we're filming in Belfast today, he might be filming in Spain or in Dubrovnik tomorrow. Well, it's all very well. You can sort of roll the actor up in a ball, throw him on a plane, and he can disappear off to a foreign location overnight. But you can't do that with his weapons. So whenever costume and weapons are being shipped out to foreign locations, they're usually packed in trucks and sent out several weeks in advance. So you start off with, you have one set of weapons for principal cast, you have a second set for his stunt double, and then you have a third set, possibly, to send to a foreign location.
My word, that's just for one character you've described there, so God knows what you have to do for battle scenes and all that kind of stuff.
Well, battle scenes are slightly different, because you're really into mass production. By that time, the workshop, when we moved the workshop into Belfast, up into the harbour estate at the Titanic Studios, a full armoury workshop was set up there, and we had a crew of half a dozen lads, all of whom were making swords and spears and things like this. I remember one of the first tasks that I had to do in the first season when we went up into Belfast was make a set of weapons for the Lannisters. And that started off with me having to make up 50 belts, scabbards and swords. But we very quickly learned that the best thing to do is to get a few folk in to help us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other thing too is that don't believe everything you see on camera. The vast majority of the weapons that you see are probably rubber.
Yeah. Yeah, and I imagine there's some trickery as well to make crowds look bigger and that kind of stuff, of course, as well.
I know that Tommy was heading off to Morocco to film, and he had the Unsullied out there, and of course he knew he was going to have 400 Moroccan extras. And you don't want to give these lads 12-foot steel spears. God only knows what they'll do with themselves with these. So, and also there's a cost thing here as well.
Yeah.
To make up 400 steel spears in time and manufacture and whatnot. So what we do is we have molds made of the steel original, and then they're cast either in a hard rubber or a soft rubber. And then they're mass produced and fitted to shafts. So I remember that he went off with 400 rubber spears.
I'm running out of time a bit here, Boyd, but can I just ask you one last question? Because you also, apart from manufacturing the weapons, you also play the blacksmith Micken in Winterfell. Will you be appearing in the last series of Game of Thrones, can you tell us?
Oh, no. No, I'm long dead. I was killed off very early on. That fell about by default, and it fell about simply because folk thought it might be nice to have the guy who actually made the weapon play the guy who made the weapon.
Yeah.
And me being old and hairy, I certainly had the look for it.
Boyd, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. As we said, Boyd and many others will be appearing at the Winterfell Festival in County Down later this month. We're going to take a break after that. News from around the world.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.